praying for those, and especially that young lady that was here. And I pray for her. I expect she knows her a little bit about worshiping God. And so really pray for her and touch her heart and life, and especially salvation. Amen. Touch that. Pray for that. Pray that you, amen, come back and be back in the services. And continue to pray for her, especially sisters here. Pray for her now. Pray for her sickness. And God will help her to get over her sickness. Amen. And that will be a blessing. Amen. I don't think of nothing in my life that makes me more miserable than to be all stopped up and cold and can't go and can't call, coughing. I'm telling you, it's about the miserable thing you can get into. Amen. So pray for her there. God will be with her and help her and get her out of her feeling better. Amen. She'll be feeling better. We miss her here at the house of God. And of course, and so we pray in. Amen. Amen. Well, this is 7, is David, which he sang unto the Lord concerning the 14 works of Kerish and his Benjamin. Amen. Benjamin died, so he's singing unto the Lord. And amen, he's glad here. We see in the psalmist how to behave when we face to face with wicked men. Amen. I entitled it, "How Do We Behave When We're Face to Face with Wicked Men?" Amen. Well, ain't for one way we can turn, that's to prayer. Praying and asking God to help us when we're faced with wicked people. You know, there's some people you can't live peacefully with. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says that as much as in you, live peacefully with all men. But after a while, you get so you can't take no more. Amen. Right there. Amen. And of course, and so, amen. Everybody ain't going to be at peace at you. And there's somebody going to try to cause you trouble and trials all along the way. Amen. But amen. We've got to learn how to handle them. And what to do in that stead. Amen. All right. Amen. Verse number 1 here. And would you pray for us? And let's pray together before I get into the message for tonight. Our Heavenly Father, as we come to Thee, how we do thank You for Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus is the sweetest name I've ever known. Hallelujah. And all the joy and the peace that He brings in my life. Oh, I thank You for the joy You bring in my life. And Lord, the peace that You bring me in my life. Hallelujah. Lord, I can never praise You enough for that and give You glory. I'm so undeserving of You. Lord, I don't deserve the joy that You give. I don't deserve the peace that You give. Lord, no, I'm so undeserving for it. I should never be able to rejoice like I rejoice in Jesus Christ. I shouldn't. Lord, I'm not worthy to do so. But Lord, I want to lift up my voice and praise You. And Lord, I want to lift up my voice and let You know I love You, Lord. I love You, Lord, and I love everything that You are. I love Your faithfulness. I love Your holiness. I love, Lord, Your truthfulness to the Father. I love You, Lord, the will that You've done of the Father. I love You, Lord, how You help my life. I love You for so many reasons. Oh, God, I can never touch You. I love You, Father, for my family. I love You, Lord, that You've touched my family. And my God, and I love You for that. Oh, God, I could just thank You and praise You for all Your goodness and how I love You. Oh, Lord, I can never find words enough to say how I love You. And I love You today. And I love You and I desire to serve You. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Help me now. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. You forgive me. Sometimes I get to thinking about how good He is to me. I can't help but just thank Him for all, trying to thank Him for some goodness. The goodness of the Lord and the blessings of God. Amen. He's so good. Oh, the Lord is so good to me. And I'm such an unworthy person for the goodness of God and for the blessings of God on me. Amen, amen. I'm unworthy, but I sure am. Well, amen. Chapter number 7, verse number 1. Oh, Lord, my God. You know, we talked about that. Oh, how important that is in your prayer life. Oh, Lord. That means you're sincere. That means you're deep down in your soul and heart. Oh, you want God. You're yearning. You're yearning for Paul. Paul talked about you yearning in your bowels. Amen. That's what this oh is. You're yearning for the things of God. You're yearning for the presence of God. You're yearning for His unction in your life and His power in your life. Oh, Lord, my God, in Thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. David, amen, talking about my friend being saved from the wicked and the ungodly. Look over in 1 Peter. Amen. Look over in 1 Peter there. Yeah, just for a minute. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse number 19. 1 Peter chapter number 4 and verse number 19. Look there. Wherefore the word of the Lord says, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God, amen, commit the keeping of our souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Amen. What is it saying? He said, but let them that suffer, and you will suffer, concerned according to the will of God. Amen. We suffer according to the will of God, trouble because of the will of God. Amen. Help us to be a better child of God and trust God more. Amen. My friend, and trust Him more. Oh, yes, sir. And keep and commit the keeping of my soul to Him in well doing. I want to keep on doing well. Amen. Trials, tribulations, troubles come. I want to keep on doing well. Amen. And stand in there for the Lord Jesus Christ. And stand in there for Him. Amen. Look back in Romans in chapter number 12 and verse number 6. Look back in Romans chapter 12 and verse number 6. Here also Paul is talking about this. Amen. Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 6. Look at verse number 19. Excuse me. Verse number 19. See what Paul got to say. Amen. In Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 19. Look at what he got to say. He said, and if they thou were all one member, where were the, I'm looking at 19, yes sir, 12, 19, yes sir, amen, all right, 19. But if they were all one member, where were the body? Amen. But a friend talking about that they were different one, but now there are many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again can the head to the foot say, I have no need of you. Nay, much more these members of the body, which seem to be the more feeble, are necessary. Oh, brother Fred, we that are loving us are necessary in the Lord. Romans. I'm in Corinthians. God, but that was good scripture anyway. Amen. It's good. I'm in Corinthians. Yeah, now. Hallelujah. Where I'm at. Now it makes sense. Well, same. Amen. Long 12, 19. Amen. I'll find it here in a minute. I'll find it. All right. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give peace unto wrath. For it is written, Vengeance is mine. I will repay, said the Lord. David, he's crying here about his enemies. Amen. Overcoming him and every friend. And we trust the Lord in such a situation as that. And he said, deliver me them from the persecutors. Amen. And deliver me. That, amen. Lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces. And while there is none to deliver. And that's who your adversary is. He's the devil. He's out to render you. He's out to tire you. Amen. The devil is a little friend to get you and tire you down and tire you away from the things of the Lord. He certainly is. He said, oh, Lord, my God, I have done this. If there be iniquity in my hands. He said, Lord, I've tried to confess all my sins. And that's how you confess your things. Amen. That iniquity will not be found in my hands. I want to confess my sins daily unto the Lord Jesus Christ. My failures, where I grieve to God, I want to confess. This, amen, but then God has to deal with me because I don't have clean hands. Amen. Having clean hands with Him. Oh, Lord, He said, amen. Yeah, verse number 4, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemies. Amen. He's talking about how we treat one another. Amen. Brother Finn, of course, and being right with one another. And Brother Finn, especially, God, my enemies would tear me apart. Amen. Brother Finn, in other words, Satan, our adversary, would turn us apart. Amen. If we have done evil, amen, to someone else, then we can expect evil to us. Amen. You do evil to someone else, you can expect evil to you. Amen. Save me from them that persecute me, he says. Search me. Ourselves. Let us search ourselves and our way, our hearts and our hands. Let there be the flea and hidden in sin. Brother Finn, if they are hidden in sin, if they are hidden, amen, brother Finn, in iniquity, then we can expect for God to tear and Satan to tear like a lion would tear an animal apart. Amen, brother Finn. If we don't get those things confessed and stay clean with God, hey, our faith and our life will be torn apart. Like a lion, a beast apart. Amen. If we don't confess, because he is a roaring lion, seeking whom he best, so I want clean hands. Amen. I want cleanness in my life. And he says, amen, verse number 5, and let that eminent persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let them tear down my light upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Amen. He said, let them do it. Oh, God, if I hide iniquity, Psalmist said, and there were places, if I hide iniquity in my heart, God will not hear my prayer. And you get in a place where God won't hear your prayer. You've been in a place to be torn apart by the devil. Amen. The lie. You're in a place to be torn apart. You get in a place where God, your prayers are hindered. Yes, sir, because of unconfessed sin. Tell you what sin will do for you. It'll take you farther than you want to go. And it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Amen. It certainly will. Sin will. I'm afraid we live in a land of sorrow today and we don't fear sin. We're not fearful of sin. Am I, brother friend, but what sin will do to us? Yes, sir, we certainly so. Well, arise, O Lord, he said in verse number 6. Arise, O Lord. Amen. And in thine anger, and lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake, for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. Amen. Lord, arise, Lord, fight against me. I want to walk where I can call upon God when a weakness is in my life. I want to walk when I can call upon God when I feel like I'm failing and feel like the devil is hiding. The hounds of hell are nipping at my feet. Oh, I want to be able to call upon the Lord for help, for He will come and He will try to destroy you, but your help is in the Lord. It ain't in, amen. I love you and you love me, but amen, we get to the places. It's a blessing to be around one another that you love and one another that you can fellowship with, but sometimes you get in these that we love, we can't help, and they can't help us. Amen. We got to have the Lord. We got to have the Lord. Yes, sir. Amen. That's where we need to confess unto Him and sing. So David, he's doing that. He's asking God to clean him. Watch what he says in verse number 7. So shall the congregation of the people confess me thee about, for thou sake, thou for return thou on high. Amen. A congregation of the saints. Amen. But the sin of the people. You know what destroys a church? Sin. Sin will destroy a church. Sin, unconfessed sin, will destroy a church. Amen. My beloved friend, it destroys the things of God. Amen. It hinders the things of God. You remember the Lord told Israel, you hinder the hands of God. Amen. Because your sins and your iniquity and sin get in the church. Amen. From the pulpit to the back door, don't make no difference. It will hurt and destroy the church when sin gets in it. And that's the reason I preach against it so hard and so much. I don't want sin against it. Amen. I want to go forward. Amen. Go forward. Amen. Yes, sir. We'll keep it clean. We'll have a backbone against sin. Man, I ain't never seen so many weak people in all my life. Amen. Afraid to stand against somebody's sin in their life. That's the only way you can help people. Amen. But if anyone's sin is in their life, stand against them. Don't go on and help them to stay in their sin. You stand against their iniquity. You've got to stand against their iniquity. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Lose that cassette. You get out those cassettes back there. Amen. If it's not worth fighting for, it's no more than a hill of beans. You get them out. You got them out. Okay. Amen. Boy, listen to that. Hallelujah. Boy, that'll help you. Amen. Yes, it will, and it'll touch your heart, strengthen your heart. Well, amen. So here we say, amen, amen. God's judgment. He says, Lord, judge. Lord, judge. Amen. Return. Hallelujah. From thou on high. Look at verse number 8. And the Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to thy righteousness and according to thine iniquity, and that it is in me. Amen. David want to be clean before God. He begged God, cleanse me. Judge me, O God, of iniquity be in me. He feared the things of God so that he would lose the touch of God in his life and lose the blessings of God upon his life. Judge me, O God. He prays for the judgment of God to keep him from sinning against God. Keep him from being in sin against God. Yes, sir. Amen. Well, oh, how we need that kind of prayer in our lives. Amen. Being fearful of the judgment of God, Almighty God, that we walk with Him and be what He would have us to be. Amen. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O God. Not just the people, but judge me, David says. Judge me, O God. Amen. And let me in thy righteousness, according to thy righteousness and according to the iniquity, thine iniquity, and that is in me. In thy righteousness, that is, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess Him, amen, then He's willing to forgive us of them. He certainly is. So judge me. Amen. And then have mercy on me. God will have mercy. Verse number 9. Oh, let let the weakness of the wicked come to an end. Boy, that is going to be something. Weakness of the wicked is destroying the human race today. Destroying America, a greater nation as America has been and is and has been. It's up for destruction. It's up for destruction because they will not judge their iniquities and turn from their sins. They'll not judge that and turn from it. No, they condemn it. Amen. And exalt it. I'm telling you, beloved friend, and therefore our nation is coming down. It's coming down, beloved friend. Thank God for the span of revival God has given us. But this nation has turned abyss. God gave us a little space of revival in our president that we have now. But this nation has turned against it, and they hate it and despise it, and they hate Him and despise Him because He has turned it. Oh, God's given us a little space. And the children, you think take this for a grain of salt. What I'm telling you tonight, we are close. We are close to the almighty judgment of God falling on this place. We are close to it. We are close to it. The best thing we can do is pray for our children, pray for our family, that they may save and love God. I'm telling our children ready to go because judgment is about to fall. That's the best thing we can do, and have a burden for them. Have a desire for them, yes. Let thy weakness of thy wicked come in to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts of the rams. Amen. By the just. But He tries. The Lord tries to make sure we love Him. And we believe in the heart and the rams of the heart. The inner heart of man, his inner being, his inner thinking, not his mental thinking, but his inner thinking and his heart. And God told us that He's going to judge that. And God, brother Finn, is looking at my heart, the inner thinking of my heart tonight. Oh, God, have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy. Yes. Oh, okay. He looked at verse number 10. Hallelujah. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in the heart. He saves the upright in heart. His defense is in God. It saves the upright in the heart. You're upright in the heart, God's defense is for you. Yes, sir. God's defense is for you to help you against this lion that's going to rip you apart and try to destroy you. Yes, sir, the wicked one. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Amen. I quoted that scripture to a man one time. He said, that can't be so. That ain't in the Bible. God's anger with the wicked. Yes, He is. They don't believe God is a God of hate. Amen. Amen. God hates iniquity. God hates sin, the destruction of mankind. Yes, sir. Amen. The flesh is what is trying to fulfill. What is sin? Sin is trying to fulfill this flesh. Even the desires of this flesh. That's against God. God has given us grace. And we applied grace and mercy for us that we can have victories over this flesh. Amen. If we only trust Him and look to Him, He'll give us victories over this flesh. Amen. If he turn not, He will whet His sword. If He turn not, He'll whet His sword. Verse 12. And if he turn not, he will whet his sword. And he hath bent his bow and made it ready. Boy, the wicked don't realize it tonight. This world, they party hard and having a big time, caring, oh man, what kind of weekend we going to have. But the bow of God is already drawn. We don't know how, the people don't realize how close. Your lost people don't realize how close they're going out in eternity. Because the bow of God is already drawn. Amen. He'll hit His mark. He's never missed His mark. Never missed His mark. His bow. bowl's already full. Man, that makes me run to my knees. Amen. Call on God. I'm telling you that He, amen, His bow is drawn against the wickedness in Herbert Williamson. His bow is drawn against wickedness in our nation. His bow is drawn of wickedness in our children. Oh, God, please restore our place with You. And oh, God, restore our nation with You. Oh, God, have mercy in judgment. Have mercy with us. Have mercy with us. Have mercy with us. The average preacher got in the pulpit and preached to keep his crowd happy this morning. Amen. Yes, when he got in the pulpit and preached, rather than preaching the truth of God's Word. Yes, sir. Well, amen. He prepared him the instruments of death. He ordained his arrows against the persecutors. Verse 14, behold, he travaileth with iniquity and have conceived mischief, brought forth falsehood. That's that Satan, that's that devil. He made a pit and he dug in it and is fallen into the pit which he made. Amen. Somebody dig a pit against you, you just keep on praying. You just keep on seeking God, and they'll fall in the pit they dug. Amen. Yes, sir. You keep on going for God. You don't let it stop you. You don't let it hinder you. Amen. You don't let it stop and hinder you. You just keep on going. Be true to God, and they'll fall in their own pit that they dug. Verse 16, his mischief shall return upon his own head. It'll return on him. It'll return on him, on his own head. And his violent dealings shall come down upon his own parts, on his own path. Oh, listen to me. Oh, don't you turn against somebody to try to hurt them and harm them. Don't you do it. Oh, it'll come down on you. It'll come down on you. I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness. Will I sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. I'll praise Him. I'll be with Him. Amen. I honor Him. Amen. I honor Him. Amen. All right. Amen. All right. Okay. We're going to go to the Sunday school hour now. I don't let God get in me to start preaching, so I start preaching. Hallelujah. Well, we'll come and let Brother Tim bring his lesson. Everybody stay right here in that room. And we'll, right here where we at, we'll let Brother Tim come and bring his lesson. Come on, brother.